Let the ride begin.
Told me to give you the finger.
I did, I admit it.
man.
And he acted all butthurt when I did. I mean, I so we were going to start the first song, right? And you,
yep.
I said, Hank.
I got her cued, yeah.
Yep, you got her standing by, right? And Hank says,
correct.
Hank says, yes. And then he says, Hank says, just give me the finger.
Meaning just point at me like a normal human being. You know,
that isn't what just give me the finger means, Hank. You can't.
Like always, like just.
Yeah, well.
And all then, right. Then there were 2 minutes left in the song, so I informed Dan of that.
Yeah, he sticks up double birds to tell me there's 2 minutes left, you know. And I don't know.
It's hurtful.
It is, yeah.
Just like staring at bloody dead people that got in a bike crash.
Such as that first song. You read it because it's a huge, long name.
Yeah, that's,
you picked it.
Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine with Let's Go Stare at Bloody Dead People.
Excellent pick. And also, Hank, we'll be in like a hard rock sandwich in this show. We're going to finish hard as well. So that'll be interesting. And riders and listeners, and in case you're wondering what you just stumbled upon, this is the Bike Rides Radio Show. I'm your host, Dan, and Hank is in studio co-hosting this week. And
yep, riding along.
We basically just have a variety of songs today without any particular theme. There's a couple that kind of glued together. We noticed, the puzzle's starting to come together. But we still don't know what it's going to completely look like until, you know, you get the whole thing. So, I don't know, bike riding story this week, Hank, if there's something, but we can think about it during the next set if you want and see if there's something that we come up with.
Pull something out of the files.
All right. Okay, so you had Jello Biafra? Biafra?
Biafra, I'm thinking.
Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine there started it off. And maybe, Hank, I'll throw down in the first set here. Well, actually, a little later in it, I'm going to, I think we'll play Emmylou Harris coming your way. And then you have some Grant Lee Buffalo, you said you're bringing today?
Yeah, I got a song called Homespun.
All right. And we'll start the set here, Hank, with Doug McLeod, The Up Song. Don't stick it. Don't do not that kind of up.
Raise it up. And if time to step up, and it's time to stand up, and it's time to speak up, and it's time to pay up. But they ain't never time to give up. No. And it's time to grow up. And it's time to heal up. And it's time to let up, and it's time to rise up, but they ain't never a time to give up. Thank you.
Now their time to show up, and their time to shut up, and their time to loosen up, and their time to wise up. But they never now's the time to give up. Ain't never no time to give up. Don't you hear me, people? No, don't ever give up. You got to keep on keeping on. Oh, show. Sure.
not alone I sleep. Hear the tremors pound. Listen to the horns spun by the
about to by all and everywhere he goes, blazing contempt for human life and lies. Murderous heart and what he knows from life and fear in other people's eyes. Crazy love is all around me. Love is crazy, love is kind. But I know somehow you'll find me. Love is crazy, love is blind. She walks the boulevard without a care, knowing too much, but having come so far. Pretending life is just a game you play for nothing, loving no one and nowhere. Crazy love is all around me. Love goes crazy, given time, but I know somehow you'll find me. Love is crazy, love is blind. Surprise, maybe an encounter that will change her life. Not knowing hot from cold or good from bad, if life is just a joke or if it makes her sad. Crazy love is all around me. Love is crazy, love is kind, but I know somehow you'll find. Love is crazy, love is blind. Crazy love is all around me. Love goes crazy given time, but I know somehow you'll find me. Love is crazy, love is blind.
Faithful there with sending y'all some crazy love out there.
And before that I had Emmy Lou Harris with My Hometown. I think anybody from Austin, a lot of people might associate that song, you know, when it came out with Bruce Springsteen, right around the Hormel strike era. And some people, I think, sort of gravitated towards that one. And remember Fast Car, Tracy Chapman?
Yes, right? Yep.
And that was another one, too, that they kind of gravitated towards, I recall, as sort of, you know, rallying music, or I don't know, it's not rallying music, but comfort music, you might say. Then before that, what?
I had Homespun by Grant Lee Buffalo.
And a great voice on Grant Lee. And Doug McLeod with the Up song, Hank. And not, you know, up yours like you suggested.
I don't know why I always go that way, but here we are. No, that was a great song.
It was.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, his voice was really something. It's like, yeah, poignant as well. He said, shut up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah.
So, Hank, I think that part of it, when he said the shut up part, might have been kind of coming your way, just, you know.
All right, so. Okay.
All right, just saying. Just suggesting. He'll, you know. And go ahead, Hank.
I won't be able to tell him about our, Dan's like, we'll think of a bike ride story. And I'm like, well, how about last night?
That's right. It's that easy, isn't it? All right. So, well, we took a ride last night, and it was a little bit breezy, so we wanted to take a route that we haven't in a long time, but it used to be a staple where we go to the undertunnels under the interstate to dodge a little wind.
Yep, right there between the Hormel plant and the corporate offices.
Yep.
And, I think they do keep it cleaner, even though it wasn't real clean last night. But, of course, we had 50-mile-an-hour winds
yeah,
the day
before.
Yeah, blew
a bunch of leaves in. There only appeared to be one big urine stain there, so.
Yeah, I told you I was sorry.
Just walk out, Hank.
I'm getting too old, Dan. Oh. It just happens.
And how about the lighting in the tunnel? They changed the lighting. They put rope LED in the tunnel.
That is really cool. So you don't have, you know, a couple, two or three bright light bulbs that kind of blind you.
Yeah, they don't do much good because there's big dark spots. So you go in and out of dark spots and bright spots, you know, with those ceiling lights. Now they have just one consistent strip of LED. And it went so well with the firework that we lit in there. It was actually kind of a cool light show.
Yeah, yep. A little old time sake firework.
Yeah. And then that happened to have landed into a big pile of those leaves that blew in. And what we had is a fire. Tunnel fire. But the wind was taking the smoke away from us. So we just kind of decided to let it play itself out. It took about, I don't know, it almost took 5 minutes, I think, for that thing to burn itself completely down to nothing.
Yeah, still pretty damp, so there was no imminent danger.
Which is unfortunate, because it would have been a lot more fun if there was. Okay, we did get our contractual bike riding story in, and we did just cruise past the halfway point, Hank, and if everybody wants to take a little bit of a stretch, maybe, you know, get a drink while you can. Smoke them if you got them. And we'll turn into the last half hour with another set of music.
Burn some leaves. Yeah. And I got a song here I'm going to throw down at the first part of the set here. Sonny Bill Glover, Fascination with Fire.
Well... We were just talking about doing arson, so that should fit in real well. And then, well, let's see, Hank, just a second. I got one for you here. Here's Jonathan Richmond, Hank, with I Was Dancing in a Lesbian Bar.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. What I'm going to do is tell you a song that is a true story. It happened to me in a bar when I was playing there about a year and a half ago, and this is what happened. I was dancing in a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. It was. I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, Jonathan, for dancing, come with us. And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, ooh, ooh, ooh. Guitar. Well, they took me to the lesbian bar in the industrial zone. They took me to dance with them. or dance alone. Well, the first bar, it was all right. But in this bar, well, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just all right. In this bar, things were Friday night. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh, oh. That's right, guitar. Well, now that oh, well, now. All right. Well, they took me to the lesbian bar. Way downtown, they took me to check the scene and hang around. Well, in the first bar, things were stop and stare. But in this bar, oh, whoa, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare. In this bar, things were laissez-faire. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh. Well, in the first bar, folks were drinking sips. But in this bar, oh, well, they could shake their hips. In the first bar, they were drinking sips. In this bar, they could shake their hips. I was dancing in the lesbian bar, oh. Oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, oh.
Back in the garden when our innocence was shattered, and Cain killed Abel, civilization was born. Yeah, history. They said it was a spark of desire, but you know, I see it as more. It's a fascination with fire. War and peace came along, more or less, usually in that very same proportion. Some say it's a friendly competition, but the consequences are real. Poverty and money, slavery, domination, and iron. I say it's all a fascination with fire. Build it bigger, make it faster, but stay out of my way. Giving up with Mr. Jones made me do what I did. Passion, purpose, love, and addiction. I wanna go higher. It's just a fascination with fire. More mankind than womankind, but I just don't know. Political posture's been cycles and alternate reality. Still there's death and taxes. Seems like we've all been done in, served up, perished, and saved by our fascination with fire.
Fascination
with fame,
fascination. But when you think you've been how to add, know how to figure things on yellow pads. Answer so no one knows what you just said. But when you're all alone, you and your head, what's the computer say? It's smaller now, it says a joke, it's spilled it out and you've got eggs in your pants. You sure you made it disappear and you still got angst in your hands? I hope it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away.
In love forever. Did you really think I'd let you go unscathed? I don't think so. I kept watch like doves, spying eyes. They found you camped out on branches, and I saw hands and shirts landing. So quietly, I pick some evidence up. I raced back to meet you home. I was sick from it all. Knotted fist, I heard your boot steps. You were glowing. You brought in the mud like nothing's wrong. Where you been? Don't deny. Yeah, I'm asking questions. Come clean. Don't blink. I'm warning you, her perfume's strong. It's important that you tell the truth to get along. He kept on with his story. I poured chloroform into his scotch. I held up the belt he thought he'd lost. Said, look at me and own up to what you've done. He caught a blow to the head, a sash weight, and he bent. I was aiming for his eyes, cause I could still see them there. Tangled together like trumpet vines. Still get out alive, but her turn to rage, and I came unhinging at close range. He got it four times. splayed out in my feet, life pulled all around him, I kneeled down. I said, baby, look what you made me do, this is forgiveness. The only way that I know how to.
Yeah, Hank, that, Hank, is what's known as a murder ballad. That's where someone kills somebody in the song, mm-hmm. right? You get, that's, thus, murder ballad.
We played a few of them over the years.
Yeah, and Amanda Shires with Rod Picott. And Rod Picott looked like he wanted to get off that stage because he's afraid of her.
Yeah, you know. Got some idea what's coming.
What was with the Sparks before that one?
Angst in my pants. That's what it was.
All righty, Hank. And then before that, we had Crooked Fingers. This song, no kidding, Hank, it was one of those moments, you know, where the music does magic things. I was going to bed, and I was listening to, like, a last song off of I don't know what, how it got in front of me, but Crooked Fingers with Insomnia.
And I had Sonny Bill Glover and his fascination with fire, you know, kind of like we have.
That went well behind our bike riding story of fireworks and subsequent ground fire in the tunnel. And before that one was Jonathan Richman with I Was Dancing in a Lesbian Bar, Hank, and that was what started that set off. And
yeah, that was quite a different set.
It certainly was. And riders and listeners, if you're into different sets, you can go to the Bike Rides website at dansbikerides.com and you can listen at any time and you'll get some weird stuff just like that. I don't know if you're into that. What's wrong with you? Who knows? But you can go there and... we can also available by podcast. You can get the Bike Ride Show by podcast. And also right here every week on the old MAV, Hank, and with the app from KMSU as well. We're on Facebook. And if you have any complaints about today's show, send them to hanknemi@gmail.com. Hank Nemi. No, it's bikerides.dan@gmail.com to communicate. We're done, Hank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a great show. Thanks for bringing the stuff. Well,
thanks. Thanks for not swatting me.
Yeah.
There.
This next band, Hank, was recently declared the worst band ever to play Saturday Night Live, which has been said before because the show has been on. So it isn't true. But it's, to me, you know, I don't know what side of the fence you're going to land on, but I think they're one of the best as far as I'm concerned. This is a weird one, Hank. This is Geese with Trinidad. And we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio Show. We'll be right back.
When I went deaf, I just used my eyes. Those bastards stuck me at the end of a
Alrighty, writers and listeners, Dan here with a post-production announcement. I cut out a bunch of stuff that Hank said in the edit there to make room for one last song here. So we're not going to finish it too hard. Here's Simon and Garfunkel bringing it back down for us with April Come She Will.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold, September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Man, kiddo. And Pam Bondi.
Hank's got angst in his pants.